Hello, this is Lord Sidion, the Holistic Thinking Ninja. At this time of night, it's almost 12 o'clock in my time zone, in my dimension. And I just seen Interstellar. And I have to pause for another dimension. And now I'm back in your dimension, time zone, reality. Wow. What a mindfuck. My initial feelings for the movie is that it's a very important movie. One of the most important movies I have seen. It's about the survival of humans, and not just human, because we're part of an ecosystem, but survival of the ecosystem. There's a lot in the movie that doesn't make sense according to that. You can't just only send humans, you have to send the whole ecosystem. Of course, we're much more than just us. We're all the microorganisms inside us and around us, and that's part of the whole ecosystem. But apart from that, if we go into narration, and what we humans happily do is applying agency into stories, storytelling, narration, and agency. And that's what the movie is all about, really. It doesn't pretend to be anything else. It tells us that we should really, really consider what is most important in life. Life itself. And our way of understanding life with our emotions and thoughts and words and science and stories, especially stories. We're all about the stories. And the insight of us being about the stories. We must tell our story in our place in the universe. What does it take to make us? And what will we become? What have we been? And what must we do today to become what we will become tomorrow? Of course, that's a self-fulfilling prophecy, because whatever we do today makes us what we become tomorrow. And therein lies what I think is free will, the choice to make today a story that makes the choices we make tomorrow, building on that story, a continuous story in time. The feeling I get from this movie is more important now than ever, to make our story count, to make it the right story, the best story we can do for ourselves, for our children, and all, and and all the millions years of to come for the human race and all life on planet Earth. If we want it, we make it today. Or we don't. I say we make it. I say we go for it. I say, let's make the future we want by making active choices each day. And let's talk about it. There's so many important aspects and thoughts that I get from this movie that should be the food for thought for many years to come, I think. I feel that. God, I love storytelling when it's done right. Oh, yes, I do. And this one was done mostly right, I think. You can't agree 100% with the narration, but I think the narration is good, the story is good, and the agency we can apply from these stories is of course whatever you make it if, but I feel that I can apply good agencies to the universe. And for you who don't know what applying agency is, I don't know if I can't go into that now, but maybe I should do a part about it. Basically, it's about we humans applying human scale events and actions to everything that happens around us, like the universe was made to make sense on a human scale. Human. So when we think about history, we think about it in human events, not in the universe consists of atoms, matter, and energy in that level. Because we think about it, who killed who, and who loved who, and who did what, and that kind of stuff. Like if we go back and kill Hitler, because Hitler is something we apply agency. It's not Hitler's atoms and the direction that we're going in, because we think about it like that. Yes. And we should, because it's the only way we can think about the universe in stories, because that's how our brain works, and I'm fine with that. But let's be aware of what we do and how we do it and why we do it. Yes, I think this feels good. If you haven't seen Interstellar and have been listening to this, I haven't spoiled too much, I think. And if you have seen it, I would love to take a talk with you about it soon. Over a beer, a glass of wine, or something like that. Yes, let's build a better world together. Because we have a tool now that we haven't had for thousands of years. We have a communication tool that is far more better. We can talk to almost anyone on Earth instantly, all over the place. And we can talk about what's really, really important and what we should do next to tell the story to come. Well, that was my philosophical rant. This is Lord Sillion, the Holistic Thinking Ninja, signing out. I hope I see you soon again, if you bear with me, my rants. Bye.